and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It was a dreary day earlier, but now the sun's out and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is nice and sunny and a little bit windy, but we'll take the sun.
Absolutely.
And it's pretty warm. It's around 60. That's not bad at all.
Not at all.
April.
And you went out and worked in it anyway.
Oh, yeah. I've been working in the rain. It doesn't matter what it is because just the way times are right now, that kind of helps me stay sane or
That's
sort
right.
of sane.
That's right. We have to do what we have to do.
Yeah. And my hands need to be in the dirt.
And you've been planting, repotting.
Moving rocks, you name it. I've been doing lots of different things. Of course, trimming, mowing. And that's what I just trimmed and mowed a couple, 3 days ago before it rained. And I was just looking at the yard and it needs it already.
Yeah, it's so the growing season.
It is the season.
Which is kind of a good thing.
Right now it is, yeah.
And we are moving forward with the business. With our online sales.
Oh my gosh, our online sales have been
off the chain.
Crazy.
It's so cool.
I mean, I think we probably need a little cowbell for all of those online shoppers.
We do. So cowbell for the online shoppers. Thanks to all of you.
We've had orders from all over many other states, including one last week from California. I think you said maybe Arizona?
There was an Arizona.
Like all over the place, people we don't even know, random people that just really want to, I believe, support small businesses right now.
And we so appreciate that.
Oh my gosh,
that.
I can't tell you how much that encourages us because this is kind of tough times.
It is tough times. And we have a system for the Saturdays that we're open here at the farm. For everyone to order ahead, and we assign pickup times and put those in the mailbox out on the garden fence and pick up. That has been just running clockwork.
Yeah, it's worked fine. People pick that up very quickly.
Yes.
In how it all works, and you know, we had to kind of figure out how it was going to work. But the last time it was perfect. We're going to be open again next Saturday,
May 2nd.
And I think that we're really kind of getting this perfected, which is going to lead us up to the next thing.
It is, because the next thing we will transition into is the farmers market season.
Yes.
And those will be a little different this year.
Yep. But at least we know for sure the 18th Street Farmers Market in Charleston is going to happen.
It is. And at this point, it does appear that will be a drive-through market. So any orders that you can do ahead of time and online will help the whole process move smoother. And we have been tweaking our online store so that you can do all of that, including payment. If you wish, you can pay with a credit card, debit card, PayPal. Or you can pay with check or cash at the time that you pick up your order. And that's the same here at the farm as well.
Yes.
You can prepay.
So a lot of it will be very similar. It'll be in a different location. All the other vendors will be there. And you've been making masks.
We have some cool looking face masks.
We have veggie masks, which are cool.
And now cat masks.
Yeah, now we have cat masks too. So, you know, we are going to make a fashion statement with our masks. So we will, I know for sure we'll be required to wear those.
Yes.
I don't know what all will happen, but we should get the rules for that before long. And we'll share that with you as soon as we know.
Absolutely.
But the market will happen.
We're going to make it work. Yeah. It will look a little bit different.
Yeah, it won't be, you know, we won't get to socialize a whole lot. But we'll get to see you, and we'll get to offer the products that we have.
That's right.
And so that'll be really cool and encouraging.
I am super excited about that.
Me too.
And once we get more information about KZ's market time, we'll be sharing that on this podcast as well, because it is our plan to be there.
Yes. Wherever we can be this year, because we have food in the ground. We've been working. I have radishes that'll be ready soon. We have spring garlic and some herbs and things that are ready right now. We will have lettuce and spinach and chard and all those great things soon.
And I need to bake.
Yes.
It's a need.
Yeah, it is. And you have flour, because that was a challenge for a while.
It has been a challenge, but right now we are fully stocked and ready to roll.
Yes. So we will be ready on May 16th. I think that's the first 18th Street Farmers Market. And we are going to be so excited to be able to get to do it.
That's right.
And, you know, we're working on a different display. We're going to have to do things a little bit differently. We maybe just have one tent for a while. I don't know. But we'll work with it.
That's right.
And we get to see our friends.
And really, I am super excited about that, about the ability to move forward with this.
It seems normal, which and today is odd.
It is odd. But it's kind of stretching our creativity. And yes. I feel like it's going to help our business move forward in what we can offer, how we can offer that. Doing it in a streamlined fashion, it's really made us step back and think about how we operate and what we can do.
Because we couldn't continue on the way that we had. I mean, we just couldn't, with the social distancing and you know, the things that we need to do right now, we couldn't continue on. But we're not quitters.
No.
So we're figuring out ways to get product to the people, and people seem to be so excited about that. And you know, even little things, like we now have our corn crib lit up at night.
Oh yes.
And we've added a heart to that, and lights. So you know, if you're in the local area at night, I think it comes on about 7 or so, and is on till like 9:15, mm-hmm. something. So if you're just riding around or need something to do to get out of the house, come on out to the farm and see the corn crib.
That's right.
It's kind of a symbol of unity and peace and hope. And so just something, a little thing that we can do.
That's right. We're continuing to look for those little things. Ways to show our appreciation for everything that people are doing to get through this.
Yeah, that we can still get some groceries. Yes. Some things are a little bit of a challenge, but you know, there are people that are still working so that we can continue on the best we can given the situation that we have right now.
Absolutely.
But the best is yet to come. I just know that.
I really feel that too. And we're finding that in some of the other businesses that we have had interaction with, including honeybees, picking up honeybees.
Oh, yes.
And they did a drive-through pickup. Usually you walk up to the desk and get your order filled for how many packages you've ordered for that year.
One we ordered in January.
So who knew?
Way before any of this stuff started. So we knew that we had honeybees on the way, but I was kind of concerned that would be canceled.
Right. And they made it work.
Yes, they did. And it was very efficient.
It was very efficient.
So Long Lane Honeybees.
Yes.
I believe that's the name of the farm. They did a great job. They had it very efficient, and we were able to pick up our bees and examine them. You know, it was no touching, no real human contact from a distance with masks. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if that's the new normal right now, that's what we have to do.
That's right. So we picked those honeybees up on Saturday and brought them home. And unfortunately, it was rainy and cold the rest that day. So they sat in their little bee bus in the garage overnight.
They made a little bit of noise, but they were kind of content to do that. I would prefer to be able to put them in the hive right away. Absolutely. So that they can stretch their wings. You know, the queen can, maybe they can get her out. And but we weren't able to do that. It was just too damp yesterday.
It was nasty. So we watched the weather and continued through the morning watching to see what would happen. And in fact, shortly after noon, the sun started to come out, the wind died down enough, and it warmed up enough that we could get those girls into their new home.
Yeah, so we took them back. And, well, we had another surprise delivery on Friday.
That's right. I forgot about that. Since we've recorded last, we had another package that I'd ordered from a different supplier. We try to kind of mix it up. And they just showed up on the porch Friday morning.
Yeah, that was a surprise because that doesn't happen.
I knew they'd been shipped, and usually that means they're coming through the postal service, and these came with a different carrier. So it was a surprise.
Yeah, so they just showed up on the porch. It's like, well, I was out trimming and you yelled and said, "We have honeybees." It's like, "What?"
Yeah.
And you said, "There's honeybees on the porch." Sure enough, there were.
So thankfully, we were prepared for them. I had syrup. You always start with a syrup feed to get them started. And had that ready to go, had boxes ready to go. So we got them installed fairly quickly. Yeah, it was a nice day.
And we got them out and installed them. And then Saturday, picked up more. So we're back up to three.
We are.
Three colonies.
And I am very hopeful that these will all expand and grow and make honey. And
we did a mite treatment on the existing cat's eye. So, and they are really strong and healthy.
They are. And such a nice group of bees.
Yeah, they are. They're very,
they
very
have a
gentle.
Wonderful, gentle personality. Yeah, so I really like that colony. Installing both of these most recent packages went very smoothly. They both were very calm and peaceful during the installation. So I think we're going to have some good honeybees on the property.
I think so too. And we have more blossoms in our orchard than we ever have.
We do.
And so all of the apple trees right now, apple and cherry, are blossoming. So all these new bees just have a few feet to go get all of this beautiful pollen and nectar. And you know what else that means? It means fruit for us.
It does.
Fruit and honey. So, you know, it just works out very well.
It's so nice to have honeybees on the property. And when we're out working, just they'll come up and buzz around us. And, oh, it's just so comforting to know that they're there and doing their part.
Yeah. I like the smell of them, and I don't know. There's just something very peaceful about honeybees. I know it's not for everyone, but to me, they bring me peace. The sound, the smell. So, I don't know. So, anyway, we've been busy. Busy as bees.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Trying not to go too crazy. You know,
in touch with our friends and fans through emails and podcasts, posts, and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're trying to stay in touch through all of those channels just to help support all of you as well.
That's right. So hang in there. We're trying to hang in there and try not to be too goofy, but I do get a little goofy and stir crazy sometimes.
It's a hard time, but we're going to get through it.
That's right. We will, and so will you.
Yes.
So we look forward to seeing you very soon at the market, or as driving up in our driveway, possibly to pick up scones on Saturday. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.